thank you for joining me today for this discussion around sustaining suicide prevention programming. I'm really honored to represent my team here and share with you the work we've done on our campus. I've been fortunate to be involved in PSU's team approach to suicide prevention and postvention as one of our local evaluators. And we've been involved with this grant since the fall of 2012, and we're part of Cohort 6. My colleague, Scott Meyer, who's also one of the evaluators, has really been essential in leading this conversation around sustainability and wishes he could be here today, but he's out traveling out of the country. So PSU has utilized the GLS grant to build infrastructure, strengthen a climate of help-seeking, reduce stigma, and increase the skills and capacity for responding to students at risk for suicide through our team approach, which includes a focus on training, education, arts, and mental health. We worked with the National Alliance for Mental Illness, NAMI, New Hampshire's Connect Project, to train counselors, faculty, advisors, residential life, campus police, administrators, and staff. We held lots of educational programming for our students and staff and community members throughout the academic year. Additionally, PSU's initiative included an arts component, which is kind of unique to Plymouth's project. It's called the Tire Transitions Project, which we created and performed a musical based on writing solicited from PSU students about the difficult social issues they faced in college. Performances build awareness about mental illness, suicide risk, they reduce stigma and promote more effective help-seeking behaviors. And this was for faculty, staff, and students, and the wider community members. And then lastly, we sought to provide support and mental health services for our students. So we developed a care form and a care team, which stands for concern, assessment, referrals, and education. And it allows people to submit a form to administrators about students that they're concerned about. And those could be any kind of concerns from social to academic. I'd like now to talk a little bit about our approach towards sustainability. And there were three key components of our approach that I'd like to address today. First is infrastructure development as a sustainability strategy for suicide prevention. Second is the role of evaluation in sustainability. And third is focusing the work of the advisory board on sustainability. So first, upon writing the grant, we recognized that we needed assistance developing the infrastructure needs to address this issue in our campus community. And we focused our efforts to sustain this work in an environment where the people are continuously changing. So new students are constantly cycling through. So we knew that faculty and staff would need to provide the foundation for this information to be sustained. And so we carefully thought about who would be our campus trainers and make sure that people in each campus group were trainers, like we trained faculty and also Res Life and administrators. Another example is the creation of the care team and the care form, which allows everyone in our community an easy way to share concerns with key administrators. Secondly, as evaluators, we are focused on promoting sustainability. As we know, after the 3 years of funding for this initiative, we wouldn't have any more funding for this. So we were especially concerned with this program sustaining because we're in a public university in a state where resources are really scarce. We knew it would be unlikely that the university would be able to allocate any new funds for this project post the grant funding. So we knew that this program would need to be integrated into existing services. As evaluators, the first year of the grant, we conducted key informant interviews with administrators such as the president and the provost. And we asked them about how they envisioned this work sustaining past the grant. And this allowed us to gather information, of course. As evaluators, we always want to gather information, but it also brought this issue to their attention. And in year two, we conducted focus groups with different constituency groups on campus, and we asked them about sustainability. And I feel like this allowed us to gather information, but then it also helped administrators share ideas and problem solve with each other how to sustain this initiative. So as evaluators, our role wasn't only just as data collectors, it was also as facilitators. in helping promote this program in the long term. Lastly, in year two, we also collected surveys about our training participants with the TUP survey, which was slightly modified, and this provided key information on how the training has been used and areas for future trainings. We created an annual report with an executive summary and a body of findings with methods at the end of the report, which is kind of more of a format of an applied report that I tend to write more for practitioners. And so we focused on key findings, but a lot of also additional focus on recommendations for future growth. And we organized that by infrastructure, training and awareness activities, policy and procedures, and sustainability. And lastly, the work of the advisory board was broken down into four subcommittees. So we had four subcommittees on that advisory board, one for training, one for education, one for arts, and one for infrastructure. And while sustainability was largely the focus of the infrastructure subcommittee, how we were going to sustain all this work, it was also taken on by each one of those different groups. So education, for instance, had to create a plan that's sustainable after grant funding. So that was their goal from the beginning. So infrastructure and evaluation we found were really key to sustaining our efforts after this grant.